This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. To help contain coronavirus, President Donald Trump has suspended travel from Europe to the United States. Ryan Brooks reports for Reuters.
In a rare Oval Office speech, Trump said all travel would be banned and all trade and cargo. After triggering confusion, the president was forced to clarify his statement in a tweet moments later that, quote, trade will in no way be affected and that the restriction stops people, not goods. It's also not a complete travel ban. The sweeping measures do restrict the movement of people from 26 European countries, but does not apply to U.S. permanent residents. In his speech, Trump also pulled no punches in pointing the finger at Europe, saying they were partly to blame for the spread of the virus in the U.S.
The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe.
The travel order will also not apply to the United Kingdom, which has over 450 cases of the virus, as well as Ireland, which has over 40 cases.
That was Ryan Brooks reporting. 2 months after a U.S. airstrike killed a top Iranian general, U.S. lawmakers are sending new rules to President Trump. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The House has passed a bipartisan measure to limit President Donald Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. On a vote of 227 to 186, the House gave final legislative approval to the measure, sending it to the president's desk, where Trump has promised a veto. The resolution, sponsored by Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, says Trump must get congressional approval before engaging in further military action against Iran. Representative Michael McCaul of Texas, the top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, called the War Powers measure divisive and irresponsible. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News.